except for a tired leader. Once again, the Israelites could find no water, and again they blamed Moses. Poor Moses was blamed for everything that went wrong, but God showed Moses where to find fresh water. Another problem came when an enemy named Amalek came to fight them. Some people who lived nearby didn't like it because the Israelites were passing near their land. The Israelites were a large group, probably a million or more people. This is enough people to make a very large city. Moses told his captain, Joshua, to choose some good fighting men and get ready for a battle the next day. "I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand," said Moses. During the battle, Moses, Aaron, and a man named Hur stood on top of the hill. When Moses held up the rod in his hands, the Israelites would advance and win. However, when Moses' arms got tired, he put them down. When his arms were down, the enemy would advance. Aaron and Hur got a large stone. They made Moses sit down. Then these two men stood on each side of Moses and held his arms up for him. They did this until the sun went down, and Israel won the battle. Moses must have prayed for victory all day long. Certainly God helped them win. Moses built an altar there and worshiped God. He wanted to thank God for all his kindness and help. Over in the nearby country of Midian, Jethro, the father-in-law of Moses, had heard the news. He heard about the plagues and how God had brought the people out of Egypt. Jethro got ready for a trip. He brought Moses' wife, Zipporah, and Moses' two sons up to the place where Moses was. Moses had worked so hard all these months. He was past 80 years old now, and he needed to see his family. He was tired at times, and his family would encourage and help him. How glad they all were to see each other. Moses told him all the things that God had done. Jethro rejoiced and praised God. "Now I know that Jehovah is greater than all gods." Aaron and all the elders of Israel came to eat with the father-in-law. They had a happy time. The next day, Moses had to work hard. The people were standing around waiting to talk to Moses. People came all day long from morning until night. When the people had a problem or a quarrel, they came to Moses. He had to listen to everyone and judge them or teach them what was right and wrong. Jethro watched all this. He could see Moses was getting tired. He could also see that Moses needed a lot of help. So he advised Moses to divide up the work and get some help. Jethro told Moses to pick out good men who feared God and teach them to do the work. "Place such men over the people as rulers of thousands, of hundreds, of fifties, and of tens, and let them judge the people at all times. Every great matter they shall bring to you, and they will bear the burden with you." This was good advice. Moses had been trying to do too much by himself. Nobody could do all he was doing and stay well. Jethro said goodbye and went home. It pays to take advice from a good man. It is a good thing Moses got this help, for very soon he would spend 40 days and 40 nights with God up on Mount Sinai. Now Moses would have time for more important work. He was about to be given the Ten Commandments.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.